I become enraged when I hear the UK's Prime Minister justifying cutting universal credit by saying that he wants people to earn more money through their work rather than through their benefit payments. His parallel universe bears no resemblance whatsoever to the realities that my constituents, my hard-working families in Derry face every single day. But is it surprising? It's not surprising at all. This is Boris Johnson. He's playing true to form. I don't expect him to behave with decency towards the people that I represent. So if I'm honest, I'm even more enraged with our executive when I have to explain to my constituents why there are not more jobs in Derry, why there's not more well-paid jobs coming to Derry. Derry has remained for decades the most deprived region of the United Kingdom. And why are so many of my constituents receiving universal payments? I hear yet again, this week, new jobs going to Belfast. ASOS is bringing 180 jobs to Belfast. Well done. 2 weeks ago, the Economy Minister announced AJO to create 100 jobs to Belfast. Well done. Last month, he announced 120 jobs at Tribe on the Edge of Belfast. Well done. In June, it was 771 jobs PwC in Belfast. Well done. Also in June, it was 180 jobs in Belfast with Vision One. Well done. In February, it was 200 jobs in Belfast with KPMG. Well done. In January, it was 70 jobs with EverQuote headquartered where? Oh, Belfast. Well done. Not all jobs went to Belfast. 130 actually went to Bangor. Well done. But where are the jobs coming to Derry? And congratulations, by the way, to Belfast, with its large university campus, graduates, commuters and high-paid jobs. But where are the high-paid jobs in the West? If this executive, dominated by two parties, the DUP and Sinn Féin, which, can I remind everyone, are in the positions of joint first ministers, if this executive wants to do something about this crisis of low incomes, and it is a crisis of low incomes, then the executive, led by Sinn Féin and the DUP, knows what it has to do. It must commit to regional equality, to putting right the inequality that sees so few jobs coming out of the East. We need more jobs coming to the West. The executive must raise the skills levels in the West, which requires us to have a larger university campus in Derry, plus targeted and expanded vocational training in Derry. It is skills that leads to higher pay and more jobs. It's not just about that, though. One third of those on universal credit are single parents, and single parents have had a terrible, difficult time in my constituency getting childcare, and even more difficult in getting affordable childcare. A recent survey found that the shortage of affordable childcare was worse in Derry. Increasing the supply of affordable childcare would have a significant impact on universal credit claimant rates. Addressing that must be a priority for both the Education Minister and the Communities Minister. In other words, once again, DUP and Sinn Féin, the co-joined twins in charge of this government.